Welcome back to the Women in STEM Plus podcast. My name is Sophia Panagrahi, and I am a co-founder of Women in STEM Plus, who will be conducting today's interview. With STEM Plus is a nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering women in STEM Plus fields. On today's episode, we will be chatting with Tensa Mesadekar-Rahman, a dedicated member of Women in STEM Plus, who's expanded her STEM knowledge through cybersecurity projects. So let's go ahead and get started. Hi, Tensa. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I'm super excited to hear from you, and we're very excited to have you on the podcast. So just to start off, could you tell us a little bit about yourself? Where are you from? What are your interests? And just that sort of thing.
Yeah, sure. So I was originally born in California, but we moved when I was really young. So I've lived most of my life in Morgantown, West Virginia, and that's where I currently live. I'm a rising 10th grader at OHS. In school, I'd say that my favorite subjects are science and foreign language. Specifically, I take Latin, which I really enjoy. And then outside of school, some things that I like to do is that I love to participate in martial arts. I like to compete in cybersecurity competitions. And then I love riding my bike and watching basketball.
That's so cool that you have so many diverse interests, and we're really excited for you to be able to share a little bit about them with us today. So to go ahead and just dive right into the questions, could you tell us a little bit about how you became interested in STEM Plus work?
Yeah, so I've been doing STEM Plus work since I was about 7. First, when I started, I went to a robotics camp when I was going into the 3rd grade, and I enjoyed it. And then ever since then, I've been kind of doing one sort of STEM activity in addition to whatever else I do. For a long time, it's been robotics, but then as I went into 7th grade, that's when I learned about the cybersecurity competition that I participate in, so I've been doing that since.
That's so cool that you've been able to experience all these different kinds of things in STEM. So could you tell us a little bit specifically about your endeavors in cybersecurity? What exactly is cybersecurity, and what are these types of competitions that you mentioned?
Yeah, so what I do in Cyber Patriot mainly revolves around the cybersecurity competition that I participate in called Cyber Patriot. It's a competition ran by the AFA, which just stands for the Air Force Association. So the Air Force decided to start this competition because cybersecurity has become an issue a lot since there's been an increase in cyber attacks. And they started this competition for middle schools and high schoolers to try to get people educated about it and try to get people interested in the subject. So I started competing in this competition when I was in the 7th grade, and I've done it for about 3 years now. Basically, for the competition, what we do is that they give you a little scenario. So you run something in a VM, which is called a virtual machine, which basically is like a little like image that you can run on your computer, which can be a different operating system or something. So each time for the competition, you have a little scenario there, and it's like you're doing cybersecurity for like a company. Sometimes that'll be like, you know, this is companies having issues with this. We need you to help solve these issues. So then what you do is that you solve different issues for that. For example, some might be like the users in that company have insecure passwords, so you have to go change the passwords, and then you'll get points for that. Or one issue might be like various softwares on there that aren't good for a company, malicious softwares, so you have to delete those kind of softwares, and then you get points. So basically, the maximum points for each time you do this, you have a couple different images. Sometimes you'll have one for Windows, sometimes you'll have one for Linux. And then you do that with your team. And then if you get something right, if you solve an issue, you get points. But however, if you do something wrong, let's say you delete something that you're not supposed to, you'll lose points. So that's kind of a brief overview of the competition.
That's so cool. And it's amazing that you've been able to take your knowledge of technology and apply it to something that's really important, especially even something that applies to the military and just security for the nation and other nations in general. So what about cybersecurity projects is important and interesting to you? Obviously, there's a lot of this STEM kind of content, but is there anything else that's special about cybersecurity to you that made it so interesting from a science perspective?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, cybersecurity is important because there's been a lot of cyber attacks to some really big scales. You know, there's things about hospitals being attacked, which can be really, really bad, especially since the hospital, like everything they do, is so critical. And then also, my team, is when we were doing a little brief research on this, airplanes being hacked. Of course, you have a lot of passengers involved. That's very important. And I think that, like, for me, why I find it interesting is that I like the framing of the competition, the way that it sets you up for that little, like, situation and how you have to go and solve everything. I kind of like all the puzzles that they give you. Sometimes they have, like, specific questions that they ask you, and you have to kind of go on, like, a mini, like, investigation to find them. I personally love those ones. But also, I really like the applicability of it. All of these things that I learn, I can use them, apply them to my daily life, and I can also teach other people about them.
That is so cool, and I definitely agree that being able to find something you're passionate about and apply it to not only help your own life, but other people's lives, like you mentioned, the scenarios when cybersecurity is really important, is really impressive. So could you tell us a little bit about how your early interest in STEM inspired you to become involved in cybersecurity projects at a high level? I think that cybersecurity for me is something that's always been kind of abstract. So I was wondering how it became something tangible that you decided was something you could apply your knowledge and love of STEM to.
Yeah, so I ended up hearing about this competition and starting it when I was in middle school in the 7th grade. So I always did different STEM things. Specifically, I did a lot of robotics, and then we heard about this, and I'm like, okay, I'll give it a try, and I ended up really, really liking it. I think that one thing, kind of building off of what you said about how it's like this whole abstract thing, one thing I really loved about the competition and the way that the AFA kind of structured it is that you don't have to have a lot of background knowledge to learn. They teach you everything from scratch, so you have the basics, and then the things that are more complicated, you learn to research those parts yourself. So I think for me, that was really attractive because you don't have to be like an expert on everything. They really do help work you up to it. And then I think that some of the skills that I've learned in cybersecurity that I kind of learned in other places, but I think really this competition enhanced it, was leadership skills. You know, I've been captain of other robotics teams that I've been on, but I think in this one, the way that the competition is structured is that you have about 6 people on your team, and then you're in a room with each other, and the competition is 6 hours long. So you're in a room with those people for 6 hours. And I will say that when you're in a room with people for 6 hours, you learn a lot about people, a lot about being a leader and having to manage dynamics. So I think that was a big area of growth for me. And then also just research skills. You know, in other competitions for robotics I've done, you always do research, but for Cyber Patriot, this cybersecurity competition, I think that really got me better, just as a better researcher, because a lot of the questions and problems that are tough, you end up having to research. And I think that I saw an impact of that from past STEM work, but then also just I see that in real life when I'm working on like work. Research has been a lot easier since then.
That's so cool that you've been able to take that away from cybersecurity projects and that you've been able to apply your past knowledge. I specifically like the point you made about leadership and getting to know people, because even when you're working in the STEM field and you think I might be in a lab, for example, and I just do lab work, it's really important to be able to interact with the other scientists that are there, for example, or if you're going into the medical field, being able to work with doctors or patients. I think it's amazing that you've been able to take that away as a life skill. So going forward, how do you plan to pursue your STEM passions in the future? Obviously, you'll probably continue to be a part of cybersecurity projects, but is there a particular career or goal that you have in mind that you're kind of working towards?
Yeah, so I do plan to continue participating in Cyber Patriot. In terms of a career, currently I do have an interest in being a medical doctor. And I think that when I was even like planning about this podcast and just thinking in general, for me, like some of the things that I've learned from competing in this that I hope to apply one day as being a doctor is that, you know, there's a lot more technology that's being integrated in the medical field. And, you know, you hear about hospitals being hacked. So it's really important to kind of have some basic cybersecurity knowledge in order, if you're ever in a position to help, to know how, when that happens, to know what to do. And then also, just like I said, the leadership and research skills that I learned, I'm hoping to apply that one day when I hopefully become a doctor. And then I think just in general and keep advancing my STEM knowledge. Obviously, I keep taking classes in school and then also being part of clubs like this one.
That's amazing. And I think that everything that you've learned from cybersecurity competitions seems like it can definitely be applied to the medical field in some way. And I think that sometimes people don't initially think that cybersecurity projects can apply to the rest of your life or apply to the medical field. So I think it's amazing that you've been able to draw that connection, and maybe that'll help some more people to become inspired to get involved in cybersecurity if they're interested in technology and coding in that sort of area. So given your interest in STEM, what have you learned about pursuing your passion specifically as a female in STEM?
Yeah, so I think that one thing that I've definitely learned is that taking everything one step at a time, whether that be when we're in competition and we're stuck on a problem and you have to keep working, being persistent just to keep over every obstacle, but also just as being a female in general, you know, for a lot of people that can be a struggle, female in STEM. So I still think that taking everything one step at a time, being persistent, I think that's, from what I've learned, that's really important. And then also just kind of focusing on depth in what I do, not just kind of like understanding something and just kind of skimming it over, but really getting it to the root of it. I think that's one thing this competition really focuses on is depth. It's not just the basic things in it, but it's really diving deep into each problem that you do. And then lastly, I guess one thing I've learned this from like kind of being captain of my cybersecurity team is that just be mindful of everything that's going on. It could be something with you, it could be something with other people, but I think that mindfulness just in general is good for whatever you're doing.
That's amazing that you've taken that away. And I think that can really apply to messages for other people to learn. I think that a combination of persistence and a desire to actually learn and just being mindful of other people in your surroundings is something that can always benefit you, especially as a female who's trying to make your way in something that you're passionate about, because sometimes you need a little bit of extra persistence or a little bit of extra determination. So lastly, given what you just mentioned, what advice do you have for other young women who are interested in STEM, who might be faced with obstacles as they pursue their passion?
Yeah, and I think that for this question, one thing that I'll say from my experience is that if you ever get knocked down, which I think happens to a lot of people, just do your best to try to get back up, which I know can be easier said than done. But it's really, I think, a good philosophy that, you know, just try to get yourself back up. Don't let anybody knock you down. And then I think something else is that along those lines is that try to find a way to keep going, even if it's not perfect. I think one thing I've learned is that it doesn't need to be perfect. You just need a way to keep yourself going, and it's a constant process. So I'd say kind of a combination of those two things. And also I mentioned this earlier, but being mindful, I think that that will hopefully help you.
That is such that's such amazing advice. I think that finding a way to keep going, like surrounding yourself with the right people, being able to empower yourself when other people around you aren't empowering you, is really important and really great advice. And just being able to overcome those obstacles, no matter what it takes, being able to find that within yourself is really great advice. And yes, it seems like it might be easy when you say it that way, but I think from everybody's experience, sometimes you just have to find that strength within yourself, even though it can be really difficult. So that's really, really great advice. So Kensa, thank you so much for joining us on the Women in STEM Plus podcast today. You are an inspiring member of our organization and our club at OHS, and we can't wait to see what your future successes are. To our listeners, stay tuned for more episodes, and thank you so much for tuning in today.
Thank you for having me. A pleasure to be here.
It was amazing to hear from you. Thank you.